You know, I just want you to know every single time I'm talking to you for this podcast intro, the scent of Lysol is wafting into my brain, so I'm not responsible for any drifting off, saying kooky and possibly nonsensical things. So don't pay no attention to me. This is the Daily Podcast. It's Dave. This was Tuesday's show. I'll actually probably blend in just fine with the content you're about to hear. This is a recap of March 31st's broadcast here on WMGK. We started out by talking Tiger, not the King. For once, no, we're talking golf's Tiger versus Phil Mickelson. It could happen. A movie watch party is happening this Friday. We want you to be a part of it. Netflix set up a rather nifty feature to watch movies with your friends as you're isolating, and we want you to be a part of our party. Lots of details on that coming up in the podcast. We're starting a new feature called the COVIDiot of the Day. We hit the phones to see what skill you would download if you had the ability. Dirty deeds were done dirt cheap in Song Stories Today. We played Last Man Standing. It's been a while since we busted that out. This time we went round robin with the theme of songs with man in the title. See who was the last man standing and all kinds of other stuff. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I know you two are aching for golf. I know it's driving you nuts. Well, and I heard you two talking about a rematch between Phil Mickelson and Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Mickelson responded to the guy. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
He says they're working on it. You know, this guy pitched Mickelson on the idea of, look, you know, mic the two of you, one cameraman, boom, that's it.
Yeah, just a nice casual round of golf.
All right.
We're desperate.
Know? All right. And he says, we're working on it. He says, I don't tease. It's kind of a sure thing. So keep your eye on Phil Mickelson's, Twitter site or wherever the hell he's.
He's on Instagram these days.
Instagram?
Too.
No,
he's
Instagram. Is
that
where he is?
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Because it doesn't say in the story where this was posted.
He's so weird and wonderful.
Yes, weird and wonderful, Phil Mickelson. All right, but 46 degrees outside right now. We're making plans. Is the voting page up?
No, I was waiting for you to announce.
Oh, okay. Well, then get it on up there because we're making plans for a Netflix watch party this coming Saturday night.
All seven episodes of Tiger King.
No, thank you. All right. But basically what we want to do is we're going to ask you a bunch of questions about this. Netflix has set up Netflix so that you can watch it on your computer, watch it on your smart TV, and at the same time, right, correspond with anybody else who's watching the movie with you
right,
in
cool.
your group.
Yeah, have a watch party.
Right, so you have a watch party, mm-hmm. all right, and we're going to do it this Saturday, April 4th. You have to get the Chrome extension if you can do it on your computer. Or actually, you probably have to get the Chrome extension if you're doing it on your smart screen also. But the first thing we got to work on is what time should we be watching the movie.
Okay.
And the choices are going to be 7 o'clock, 7:30, or 8 o'clock. Before you even get to the movie, right. First, we got to go. What time are we all getting together? So you can go to where are we going to go? The Facebook page or WMGK?
Yeah, I'll throw it up on the MGK link on the Facebook page.
Okay, all right. So either the Facebook page or WMGK.com and look for it and just pick a time that works best for you. And the time that works best for the most people is the time we'll work with, and then we'll start working toward a movie.
John DeBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
I've got to tell you, this is not going to help a nation that's already worried about toilet paper.
Okay.
All right. The folks at Taco Bell announced yesterday that they're giving out free tacos today.
Right? Come on, guys. Are you trolling?
If you go to a drive-thru today, you can get a free Doritos Locos Taco. No purchase is necessary. You might want to make sure. I'm just saying, you just might want to make sure you have enough toilet paper. It's only one taco.
Just ask for extra napkins.
Right, yeah. Then again, we should be grateful because Chipotle is doing nothing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
I want to do a new feature because I keep hearing about more and more of this. All right. And it's the COVID a-hole of the day.
Okay.
COVIDiot.
COVIDiot.
Yeah, that's what they're being called.
I like that one. Today's COVIDiot. I wish I had like proper music for this.
But
That'll work.
That would be my proper music.
Sounds idiotic.
Let me see if I can find some proper music. You keep doing this.
COVID. I don't know. Find it, John. Come on. I'm drowning here.
You had an 80s jingle writer written all over your day. That's all you needed. It was 10
crushed,
seconds.
Man.
Actually, you know what would work really well?
What's that?
I was just thinking about this. Unfortunately, he recently passed away. Of course, I'm talking about...
Oh, the Hell No Guy.
The Hell No Guy, yes. Reverend Bullwinkle, is that what it was?
Something like that.
And it's appropriate that we're using Reverend Bullwinkle for the COVIDiot of the day, and that has to go to Pastor Rodney Howard Brown of the River Church in Tampa. He's got one of those super churches.
Yeah, mega church.
Mega church, he's got one of those. And he's still holding Mass. He's still having services.
People showing up?
Thousands showed up. All right. And he says he will never close, that they sanitize the entire area with machines that basically kill every virus in the place. The problem is the people who are coming in who have the virus. He doesn't understand this. He also believes that through prayer, they ended the Zika outbreak.
Really?
Yes. Through prayer, they ended the Zika outbreak.
Thank you, Reverend.
Because they cursed and crippled that thing. And Jesus made Zika disappear.
Hey, give us the sequel.
So he is not only the COVIDiot, but the fine police department in Tampa, Florida, has done something about it. They arrested his ass for putting that many people together in one place. Although Florida should arrest the ass of the governor who refuses to shut down the state. Just, nah, I ain't doing that. Nah, well, sooner or later, I want that governor to get... the coronavirus. Especially for what he did with the beaches.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
So we started talking about this yesterday in the office, and I'm sort of curious from everybody. Make sure you know the number here in the studio. 215-263-WMGK. Cindy, if you could have a skill... not a superpower, not strength or the ability to fly or anything like that. You know, kind of be like Neo in the Matrix where, you know, you plug in and all of a sudden you know everything about karate, right? You are a karate master, all right? If you could download any skill, what would it be?
I wish I was a better musician. Like, I've always been kind of marginal, a better singer, a better guitarist, a better pianist. Piano player.
Pianist.
Yeah. Pianist, everybody else in my family is really has really good voices, and I'm just like normal good. Uh-huh. So, you know.
So you want to be able to, well, pick one. You want to be able to sing and you want to be able to play?
I want to be able to sing better. So we can have like a little family, singing group.
Yeah, right. You can be like the Lemon Sisters.
The Gibsons.
Right? Yeah, like, right. Like Dave's family. The Gibson
circa
family.
The 90s.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about you, Steve?
I would want to download a 94 to 97, 98 mile an hour fastball.
Okay. No. There's that childhood dream coming back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was good enough to play in college. I just didn't have the, a couple extra miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it plays a role. And you're ready, too, right?
I've always wanted to see him throw. I've never seen him throw. All right.
Didn't you at the tomato event we had? The dunk tank?
No,
I was in the dunk tank.
He was in the dunk tank.
No, that's true. You were the target.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the thrower.
What about you?
That's true.
What about
For
yourself?
Me, I think I would want to have all the skills of a Navy SEAL. Without all the intense training, the isolation, the simulated drowning, the bullets flying over my head. Give me some tactical skills. They might be a little handy these days.
Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. I would want woodworking skills. I mean, I'm an okay woodworker. I build a lot of stuff, but I run into problems that I know that an experienced guy would boom, no problem.
Right. I'd scoff at.
Just like, oh, there you go. This, boom, it's done.
You would want to be the guy on the how-to video showing people like how your to. Current self how-to.
Right, right, okay, right. Yeah. I want to be Norm Abrams. That's what I want. I want to be Norm Abrams. I want to be the Yankee woodworker, right? Just like Norm. All right. So what would you want? If you could download a skill just like Neo plugs it right into you, boom, you have that ability. What would you go for? 215-263-WMGK. I mean, you already have the ability to play this.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It's Angus Young's birthday today.
Yes.
So maybe to celebrate, he'll, you know, wear his little suit and go out and try to find a pedophile, right? Be part of a pedophile sting is really what I meant.
Chris Hansen walks out.
Hello.
Hello. Great app.
All right. The members of AC/DC basically grew up in Australia, but it didn't stop them from watching American cartoons. Angus Young, whose birthday it is today, loved one from the early 60s that actually became the inspiration for Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. Here's Angus.
There used to be a cartoon about a sea serpent called Beanie and Cecil. But the bad guy in Beanie and Cecil was a man called Dishonest John, and he used to always carry this card. And every time he appeared in the cartoon, he used to hold up the card, you know, Dirty Deeds Done Dirt Cheap. And he had his name, Dishonest John. That's where we got that idea from.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
That song is in my top 10 of all time. I just love that song so much.
It's a great song. I'm personally, because of my 3-year-old,
right.
I'm tired of it.
Yeah. Oh,
he loves it.
What is it that he sings?
What's that? When he does, he sings Thunder, but he sings, I forget. It was
another AC/DC song, right?
TNT? Oi. What is that? I forget what he says.
Okay. All right. Fine.
That's been a while.
Damn. Dad brain.
that's having an infant and a.
No, it wasn't. He doesn't say oi. I know that.
Speaking of it, he says Ike.
He likes Ike.
Ike.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that your kids say, a Turk from Fishtown sent in this text. You see, you learn things from song stories. He said, my 35-year-old daughter just informed me that she thought the song was Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Sheep.
Yes.
Now that sounds like a cool band.
It is all of 46 degrees outside. We'll probably sit there for most of the morning. We're only going up to about 49. Basically a cloudy day. There could be a passing shower. We've got plans for Saturday night. We're going to have a Netflix watching party, and everybody gets to talk to everybody while we do it. So this is the next thing we want to do. This Saturday night, April 4th, you could watch Netflix on your computer, on your smart TV. You have to have the Chrome extension. If you go to Netflix and look up Netflix Party, right, it'll give you everything that you need, all right? But the first thing we need to know is what time should we start watching the movies, all right? It should be 7 o'clock, 7:30, or 8 o'clock. Go to WMGK.com or our Facebook page, and it'll give you the opportunity to vote on it. And then tomorrow we'll work on what genre of movie we should be watching. But right now we want to know what time. So get to our Facebook page or WMGK.com. What time would you go with, Sin?
I think I already voted for 8 o'clock.
You already voted for 8? Okay.
But
yeah.
Any time's really fine.
Okay. All right. She's so flexible.
Oh, yeah. She's got nothing going on. She's not going anywhere.
The John DiBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow, which would normally be Long Song Wednesday, we said we were going to do something new with it, and it has been 2 years since we started Long Song Wednesday, and we've been through them all, some of them more than once, and we decided, you know, it's time to freshen this up. So starting tomorrow, it becomes the Wheel of Wow.
Wow!
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 Yep, tomorrow's Wow Wednesday and the Wheel of Wow. And what the Wheel of Wow is it's those deep tracks. It's those oddball songs. It's those tunes that we just don't get to enough. And we know you love them, so we're going to fill the wheel with it. We'll still have a couple of listener slots. I don't think we need the bonus slots anymore, right? But we'll still have a couple of listener slots, so you could put your picks in there, and it will be the Wheel of Wow. So tomorrow morning for Wow Wednesday, all right, we will do the Wheel of Wow, and you'll have the opportunity to make your choices on it. Now I got to just shift a couple of things here because we need the music. And it's the music. I think this sheep bed makes this more difficult than anything else we could possibly do with this topic. That being, we're about to play The Last Man Standing. There's always a topic for The Last Man Standing, and it had to be songs that have a certain thing going for them, whether it was like, you know.
We've done songs with women's names before.
Songs with women's names. We did American songs for the 4th of July. Had to have something to do with America.
Places of geography, I think.
Right. Today, it's songs with the word man in it. Understand, and I will tell you this because I know a lot of you are going to fact in, why didn't you say this one? Right? When you're doing this, it's kind of like Jeopardy. When you're doing it, it's a hell of a lot harder, right? Especially when you got this bed and only 5 seconds to come up with your answer.
Oh, yeah. The panic sets in easy.
The panic sets in real easy. So if you guys are ready, the topic is going to be man. Okay?
All right. I got my horn ready for you run out of 5 seconds.
Okay, fine. All right. So let's get what we lovingly refer to as the sheep bed going, and I'll get us started with Street Fighting Man.
Ramblin' Man.
Rocket Man.
Sharp Dressed Man.
Piano Man.
Southern Man.
I Want to Be Your Man.
Nowhere Man.
Aha!
Better Man.
This is going to piss Steve off. Working Man.
Ooh, good one. Good one. Simple Man.
Man in the Box.
Oh, nice.
The Man Who Sold the World.
Ooh. Whose version?
I'll do Bowie this time.
I'll do Nirvana's.
That's
cheap.
It's the same song.
That's a different artist. All right, fine. Man on the Moon, R.E.M.
Okay.
Man in the Mirror.
Nice.
Michael Jackson.
Maybe Jackson Brown did it, too.
Soul Man, Sam and Dave.
Ooh, nice. Lucky Man.
ELP.
Yeah.
Dave?
When a Man Loves a Woman.
Oh, you bastard.
Wow, that is a great one.
Dirty Little Secret.
Good. Woo, thank God. Kind of thing.
It's a Man's World. James Brown.
New World Man.
Okay.
21st Century Schizoid Man.
Oh, wow.
Man,
You said Lucky Man?
Yeah.
Damn. Macho Man.
Oh,
man, that was so close.
The Man by Taylor Swift.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor's grinning ear to ear. Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Man on the Corner, Genesis.
Nice.
Oh, it was mine. I think I'm going to lose now.
Blow the horn!
Man, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. My run has ended.
Wow. Method Man. It's a Wu-Tang song.
Wow.
M-E-T-H-O-D, man. Come on, John, you're up!
Method Man,
Hit him! Hit him, Steve! That's yes!
Damn it!
Wow! Winning on a Wu-Tang song. Where am I?
Dave is our man winner today. Classic rock. What a 2.9. Oh, man, that sucks.
Oh, man is right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You don't know how to die, do you?
102.9.
There's a lot of money to be made.
MGK.
You know, the only thing that's worse than listeners sending in their man songs now,
right?
Which, again, it's very easy to do when you're not playing, is realizing the ones you could have gone to after we were done.
Yeah.
All right? You know, someone did suggest Man Eater, and I'm like, ah, damn!
And then
you went Traveling Man.
Yep.
All right? So, well, it's fun, though. 45 degrees outside. Could be a chance of some rain before the morning is out, but otherwise a cloudy day. Temperature getting up to 49. We've got another $500 coming up for you at 8 o'clock. And at 8:10, we want to get to if you had the ability to download a skill, kind of like Neo in The Matrix, you know, I'm not talking about a superpower, not the ability to fly or, you know, X-ray vision or anything like that. No, a skill that you would love to have. Right, Dave wants to be, what was it? You want
SEAL skills.
You want
survival,
Navy SEAL skills,
tactical, skills. Killing.
I would like a mid-90s fastball.
A mid-90s fastball. You mean from the years.
So like Greg Maddux,
speed.
Tom Glavine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mid-90s speed. Yeah, not years.
Tim Wakefield.
I want to be able to throw like they threw in the 90s.
Oh, yeah, those tight baseball pants.
So,
Mitch Williams.
And I want woodworking abilities. Instead of me having to try to find a lesson on how to do something, I want to know it all. I want to be Norm Abrams. So what would it be for you? If you could have any skill, you could download it and immediately know what it is. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Cindy wants to be a better singer.
Yes.
Right,
the best singer. Perfect pitch.
And you know, I corrected you before because you said pianist.
Well, I don't know.
Sorry. No, you said pianist. Pianist. Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know why I correct people on that?
Why is that?
Because there's no instrument called the piano. So, therefore, it's pianist. Well,
that's what I call my piano.
Hey, can you sing your traffic report for us?
I could, but you don't want me to.
Okay. So, the question at hand this morning is, if you could download any skill at all, I'm not talking about superpowers, you know, not the ability to fly or, you know, X-ray vision or something like that. Any skill, just like Neo, in The Matrix, well, what would it be? So we asked people to call us. There are people lined up on the phone, 215-263-WMGK. Aaron gets us started. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fine. So are you going to work? You sound like you're in your car.
I am. I'm on my way to work. I'm a nurse.
Oh, you're essential.
How
tough is it? Are you working in a hospital?
I work in a skilled rehab, so it's just kind of, you know, day by day, see what happens. Right now, we're good.
All right. Well, look, you stay safe. Now, if you could have any skill, what would you want to download? What skill would you want to download?
I would want to download every language in the world so that I could help
people.
That's pretty good.
Wow. Now, if you can only afford to travel to those places.
Right. I tried to, I learned Spanish in high school. And I tried, when I got to college, I had to take another language, and I tried Italian, thinking, I don't know any Spanish after 4 years. Let me try Italian. No, not a lick of it.
I took Spanish in high school, and when I got to college, I went for Italian also. And
idiots. Two of us.
And not as dumb as taking German.
Me, like, he would say, como ti chiami? And I would say, me llamo Juan. He'd ask in Italian, I'd answer in Spanish, and he turned to me and says, go take German or Japanese. This is not going to work for you. Have a great morning, Aaron.
You too. Thank you.
John.
Yes.
Good morning to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning to you, too.
All right. So if you could download any skill, you know, a la Neo, we're not talking about like a superpower, just a, you know, an ability to do something, what would it be?
I would want to be a window washer on skyscrapers so everyone would look up to me.
Hey-o. Wow.
Okay.
John.
Is that dad joke work with your kids?
I was going to say, how many kids you got?
Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this
morning? We're doing pretty good. Now, are you quarantined at home? Are you going to work? What's your story?
I am retired.
Ah, so you're quarantined at home for life.
Exactly, yes.
So, Bob, if you could download any skill, all of a sudden have an ability that you didn't have before, what would you want?
Astrophysicist.
So all the knowledge of astrophysics?
Yes.
Right. And what would you do with something like that?
I'd anything I want to, I guess.
Be the most interesting guy at the bar.
Yeah.
Or the most boring, because nobody else would understand.
That's true. Yeah. You might just get a bunch of wedgies until you die.
Hey, Bob, just buy a telescope and be happy.
Well, I already have a telescope.
But you got to point it up at the sky, not at the neighbors.
Well, absolutely, yes.
Carol, what about yourself? What would you download?
I would download an app that would help me be in order without having to read from notes nor memorizing.
So you just go off the cuff? You could talk about anything right off the cuff?
Yes, but it would have to be in logical order.
You know, you kind of talk like Spock, so live long and prosper, Carol.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill.
Yes.
If you could have any skill at all, just like Neo in The Matrix, what skill would you download?
The ability to be able to figure out what women want to eat.
Yes. And the answer to that is
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Is your food.
Well, I don't know. That's why they don't get the death penalty. They can't figure out their last meal.
You know, while you're at it, maybe you should download also, where do you want to eat?
Yeah, that would be even better. Have a great day.
You too.
The John DiBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Last Friday, we had a lot of fun doing our happy hour. We might do another one in the future, but it really was a blast. This week, we're all going to watch a movie together because Netflix has this new thing called Netflix Party. They put it up on the site like MP, like it's a rating for the movie, right? But Netflix Party, and what it does is it gives you the ability to, if you and a friend are watching the same movie, it gives you the ability to chat on screen like an old AOL chat room, right? You know, and you could chat to each other. So we want to get as many people together to watch a movie, and we're starting out with this question this morning. We're going to do this on Saturday, all right? This coming Saturday, if you were going to be part of our Netflix party, what time do you want the movie to start? 7 o'clock, 7:30, or 8 o'clock? Go to WMGK.com or our Facebook page, put in your 2 cents. Once we determine what time, we'll move on tomorrow to what genre. So we could do an action film, could do a drama, could do a comedy, right? You know, Taylor's over here, rom-com. All right, you know, so, well, but let's get through the time first. So go to WMGK.com or the JDB Show Facebook page, put in your choice time, and tomorrow we will move forward.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.